and welcome to this Security Talk series presentation. My name is Graham Calladine, and in this session we are going to look at the latest feature of Azure, secure networking using Windows Azure Connect. This session contains a technical overview of Windows Azure Connect, a new Windows Azure feature that enables secure network IP level connectivity between Windows Azure roles and on-premise systems. You will see how Windows Azure Connect uses standard protocols like IPv6 and IPsec. Windows Azure services are usually part of a larger hybrid solution that involve both cloud-based and on-premise components. In order to establish such solutions, the Windows Azure Services platform provides technologies that enable the integration between Windows Azure services and enterprise applications at several different layers in the stack. At the data layer, we have SQL Azure Data Sync Service, currently in CTP. It provides data replication and synchronization between SQL Azure in the cloud and various editions of Microsoft SQL Server, running on-premise or in mobile clients. At the application layer, the Windows Azure App Fabric Service Bus provides asynchronous, reliable message-based connectivity between applications running on the enterprise and in the cloud. At the identity layer, App Fabric Access Control Service enables enterprise identities to be federated and used for access control in cloud-based applications. At the network layer, Windows Azure Connect enables direct secure network connectivity between Windows Azure roles and enterprise systems that works at the IP level and is transparent to the applications. Windows Azure Connect is a new Windows Azure service that is available today as part of the Community Technology Preview, or CTP. It allows secure network connectivity for Windows Azure roles. With Windows Azure Connect, you can use a simple user interface to configure IPsec protected connections between computers or virtual machines in your organization's network and roles running in Windows Azure. After you configure these connections, role instances in Windows Azure use IP addressing like that of your other networked resources, rather than having to use some form of external virtual IP addressing. By providing IP-based network connectivity between the cloud and on-premise systems, Windows Azure Connect can enable several different usage scenarios. For example, enabling your Windows Azure role to connect back to an on-premise server such as a SQL Server database, domain joining your Azure role to an on-premise Active Directory, remote administration of your Azure VM instances, such as remote event viewing, PowerShell or remoting, etc. File transfer across the Azure VMs to on-premise machines, and of course, remote debugging of an Azure VM instance. Windows Azure Connect creates a secure virtual network directly connecting all your Connect-enabled systems, whether they are Windows Azure role instances or on-premise servers. This diagram shows the main components involved in Windows Azure Connect. Connect-enable hosts use the IPv6 protocol to create a virtual network and communicate to each other. This virtual IPv6 network abstracts the underlying IPv4 network infrastructure and allows hosts to have connectivity regardless of the IPv4 addressing or firewalls or NATs or any other devices. Windows Azure provides a relay service that acts as the IPv6 router for this network. Name resolution for Windows Azure Connect virtual networks is done through a Windows Azure Connect name service, which acts as a DNS server for queries related to Connect-enabled hosts. And finally, Connect uses IPsec to authenticate and encrypt the Windows Azure Connect virtual network traffic, ensuring that only authorized machines can enter into the network and that the traffic cannot be tampered with or sniffed. Each machine enabled for Windows Azure Connect has a Connect virtual network interface, which receives a routable IPv6 address from the Connect service. All traffic to other Connect-enabled hosts is communicated over IPv6 through this virtual interface. Traffic to other hosts continues to use the existing network configuration using IPv4 and is not affected by the new presence of the interface. Connect also manages the DNS namespace resolution for the Connect-enabled machines. A DNS namespace provider plugged into the Windows DNS client redirects name queries for other Connect hosts to be resolved by the Windows Azure Connect Name service. DNS queries for other namespaces are not affected and continue to be resolved by the existing name servers. All Connect traffic is secured end-to-end by IPsec. The Windows Azure Connect agent sets up an IPsec policy that enforces certificate-based mutual authentication for all communications between Connect-enabled systems, and ensures that traffic is signed and encrypted for integrity and confidentiality. The IPsec policy also enforces that only systems in the appropriate roles and endpoint groups can communicate to the host. The digital certificates are provisioned by the Windows Azure Connect service itself. IP6 is the new internet protocol introduced by the IETF to replace IP4, currently in use on the internet. IP6 has many advantages over IP4. It has a far larger address space, which is the most obvious difference between the two. An IP6 address is 128 bits long, which is 4 times larger than an IP4 address. With such a large number of addresses, address conservation techniques such as deployment of NATs is no longer necessary. IP6 provides better security, although IPsec also provides an IP4-based security for data packets. It is an optional standard in IP4, and many organizations use a proprietary alternative as a solution. In IP6, IPsec support is a protocol requirement. This requirement provides standard-based solutions for network security. In IP6, we have better routing performance. IP6 was designed to allow more efficient routing at the packet level by using fixed-length headers, where the information required for routing decisions are at predictable offsets. This reduces the processing power and latency required for routing compared to IP4, where routers need to calculate offsets to determine the source and destination IP addresses in the packet. Windows has had native IP6 support since Windows XP. And IP6 has been enabled by default in Windows since Vista. On the server side, IP6 is enabled by default in Windows Server 2008 and 2008 R2, and it has been used for features like direct access. Windows Azure Connect leverages IP6 to create virtual IP6 network connections to Windows Azure roles and local endpoints, abstracting the underlying IP4 infrastructure. IP6 addresses are assigned to all Connect-enabled hosts in a Connect-specific network interface, and then used to route the Connect traffic. Windows Azure Connect uses the secure sockets tunneling protocol to encapsulate the IPv6 traffic on top of an IP4 HTTPS connection, and then send it to the Windows Azure Connect Relay service, which acts as an IP4 VPN endpoint, an IPv6 router for that interface. The Windows Azure Connect Relay is a service running in the cloud that acts as an IP6 over IPv4 encapsulation endpoint and the IP6 router for a Connect-enabled host. The service is part of the Windows Azure platform and runs on the Microsoft data centers. All Connect-enabled systems use their native SSTP protocol implementation to create an SSL-based tunnel to the Relay service using an existing IPv4 network infrastructure. SSTP uses HTTPS as its transport protocol, and connectivity should not be a problem through most existing firewalls, NAT devices and web proxies. SSTP uses certificates for the mutual authentication. Connect then uses the relay service as the IP6 router for the virtual network. After the SSTP session is established, a router solicitation message is sent by the Connect-enabled system to the relay service, which replies back with a router advertisement message containing the IP6 address assigned to the system. From that point on, the system can use the SSTP tunnel to send the IP6 traffic to the other Connect-enabled systems. Windows Azure Connect uses a cloud-based name service to resolve the network names to the IP6 addresses in the Connect virtual network. As soon as the Connect-enabled hosts receive their IP6 addresses, they register their names into the Connect name service using DNS, allowing the name service to build an updated list of IP6 addresses associated to all Connect-enabled hosts. Whenever a local endpoint needs to resolve the name of a Windows Azure role instance, it sends the DNS query not to its local DNS server, but to the Windows Azure name service. Other DNS queries continue to be sent to the local DNS server, so networking for existing applications is not affected. This process is transparent to the application and implemented by a plugin installed by the Connect agent. Windows Azure role instances use the Connect name service to resolve the names of the local endpoints, obtaining their updated IPv6 addresses, which is then used for the communications to the on-premise system. Queries for Windows Azure Connect names are handled by the local endpoints by a DNS namespace provider that is installed as part of the Connect agent. This provider works inside Windows Name Resolution Service, capturing all name resolution requests for the Windows Azure VM names, which are single labeled as shown in the text here, RD00, etc., and sending them to be resolved by the Windows Azure Connect Name Service. The Connect namespace provider ignores other DNS queries, which continue to be resolved using the local DNS name servers. This way, Windows Azure Connect makes no impact on the existing on-premise networking, essentially using a split tunneling architecture where only traffic to Windows Azure roles is sent through the Windows Azure Connect virtual network. Windows Azure Connect uses IPsec to protect the traffic between local endpoints and Windows Azure roles. Connect uses IPsec transport mode to create an end-to-end secure channel between the hosts, performing mutual authentication using certificates, authorizing incoming connections according to the defined network policy, and then signing and encrypting all traffic on the wire. By signing and encrypting the traffic, IPsec ensures that the traffic is opaque to the relay service and is not subject to man-in-the-middle attacks. Windows Azure Connect uses the native IPsec implementation in Windows, with its agent only setting up and managing the appropriate IPsec policies in the Windows firewall. The policy consists of an IPsec transport mode rules that require IPsec authentication for all communications between the local host and other hosts in the Connect IPsec address space. Authentication is done at the computer, not the user level, using computer certificates issued and managed by the Windows Azure Connect service itself. The policy rules also define the authorization model, enforcing that only the appropriate remote systems can connect to the local host. After being authenticated and authorized, the transport rules specify the use of the encapsulated security payload, ESP, with AES encryption and SHA-2 hashing algorithm for signing and encryption. Note that for the troubleshooting purposes, the ping traffic is exempt from the IPsec rules, and all systems connected to the Windows Azure Connect subscription should be able to ping each other, regardless of the authentication and authorization policies. The diagram shows the elements in an example configuration in a Windows Azure Connect setup. Windows Azure roles can be activated for Windows Azure Connect by including an activation token that you obtain in the Windows Azure Connect interface in the configuration for the role. Endpoint software is installed on the local computers or VMs. To include a local computer or VM in your Windows Azure Connect configuration, begin by installing the local endpoint software on that computer. After the endpoint software is installed, the local computer or VM is called a local endpoint. An activation token is also required by the Windows Azure Connect endpoint software. Endpoint groups are for configuring the network connectivity. To configure this network connectivity, place the local endpoints in groups and then specify the resources that those endpoints can connect to. Those resources can be Windows Azure roles or other local endpoints. Each local endpoint can be a member of only one endpoint group. However, you can specify that a particular group can connect to endpoints in another group, which expands the number of connections that are possible. Windows Azure Connect policy can connect Windows Azure roles to endpoint groups, and endpoint groups to other endpoint groups. These connections are specified through links that enable these connections between groups and which are not transitive. And note that Windows Azure roles cannot connect to each other through the Windows Azure Connect service. Role A and B are all within one subscription to Windows Azure, although they may be in different services within the subscription. They are, however, in a different role group from Windows Azure Connect perspectives. Connectivity within the Windows Azure Connect virtual network is based on some following rules. A Windows Azure role can be linked to an endpoint group. This enables connectivity between the members of those groups. A role can be linked to multiple endpoint groups. For example, you could have an Azure web role that's connected to your My Service and My Laptop's machine groups. Members of Windows Azure roles do not have connectivity with each other. In addition, a role cannot be linked to another role. These limitations are intentional. The Azure service model controls connectivity between roles and the Azure runtime, supports connectivity between role instances. Microsoft did not want the Windows Azure Connect model to interfere with this behavior. Endpoint groups can be linked, as mentioned before, to Windows Azure roles. Endpoint groups can also be linked to other endpoint groups to enable connectivity between the members of those groups. Links are not transitive from a connectivity perspective. For example, suppose Group A is linked to Group B, and Group B is linked to Group C. Machines in Group A can communicate with those groups in B, and machines in Group B can communicate with those groups in C. However, machines in Group A cannot communicate with those in Group C. A machine group has an interconnected property. If it is set to true, then all members of that group can communicate with each other. If it is set to false, then communication between those members is not allowed. It is important to know that Windows Azure Connect does not affect or interfere with a machine's existing network connectivity. The Windows Azure Connect network policy is managed through the Windows Azure Management Portal. The image shows a screen capture of the user interface from where the administrator can download and install the local endpoint agent, get activation tokens used to authenticate the service, create endpoint groups, and link these groups to the Windows Azure roles. Windows Azure Connect uses an activation token key to validate that the connection service can be enabled on Windows Azure roles or local endpoints. It is a unique per-subscription key that can be retrieved from the Windows Azure portal and is then embedded in the local host connect configuration. The Windows Azure portal can also reset the activation token if you suspect it was somehow compromised. Windows Azure Connect can be enabled on a per-role basis in a Windows Azure service, giving the service administrator control of which roles to include in the virtual network together with the on-premise systems. For web and worker roles, the Windows Azure Connect is enabled on the Windows Azure roles by including the Connect plugin in the role definition as part of the service definition file. This will cause the Windows Azure Connect agent to be deployed in each new role instance that starts up. For VM roles, the Connect agent should be installed in the VHD image using the Connect VM install package. After the Connect agent is provisioned on the Windows Azure roles, it is enabled using the service configuration file that should contain the activation token for the subscription. And the service configuration file could also be optionally used to manage the domain join settings and to enable the options for service availability, both discussed later in this session. Local computers running Windows Vista or later can be enabled for Windows Azure Connect by installing the local endpoint software. The agent software will configure and manage the appropriate network connectivity by using an additional virtual IPsec network adapter, deploying the appropriate IPsec policies and provisioning a certificate. There are two ways for installing the Windows Azure Connection Endpoint Software agent. The agent can be installed directly from the Windows Azure Management Portal. The portal will provide an install URL that already contains the activation token embedded in it, and when copied to the browser will kick off the install process. Or, as a standalone install package is also available. In this case, the activation token is requested by the install software, or it can be embedded in an unattended setup file. Note that after the endpoint software is installed, be sure to open port 443 and add the computer or VM to the endpoint group. After you install the Windows Azure Connect endpoint software on a computer or a virtual machine in your local network, a Connect Agent tray icon allows you to view the connection activation state and the connectivity status to the relay service. No user intervention should be required as the agent itself sets up the connection for the virtual network adapter. It connects to the relay service and gets an IPv6 routable address. The agent also sets up the IPsec policy rules and enrolls for a certificate for IPsec for authentication purposes. The policy rules are kept in sync with the Windows Azure Connect service, and certificates are automatically renewed before expiration. The agent also installs the DNS name service provider for name resolution. Only one copy of the endpoint software can be installed, and when you install the software, it uses the activation token for the subscription that you selected during the install or downloaded through the Windows Azure portal. To install the endpoint software after selecting a different subscription, or to install a different version of the software, you first need to use the control panel to uninstall the currently installed software. If you no longer want a local computer or VM to be an endpoint, use control panel to uninstall the local endpoint software. And if a local endpoint no longer exists or has a problem that prevents you from uninstalling the local endpoint software, but the endpoint is still in the list of local endpoints in Windows Azure Connect, select it in the list and then click the Delete Endpoint option. By creating an appropriate configuration with the Windows Azure Connect, you can join Windows Azure role instances to your on-premise Active Directory domain. Then you can use your existing methods for domain authentication and name resolution with activated roles, or perform other domain-wide maintenance actions. This is a powerful new feature introduced in Windows Azure Connect that enables scenarios like the following: logging into Windows Azure role instances using domain accounts, authenticating to cloud services using Windows integrated authentication such as Kerberos or NTLM without the use of identity federation. You can connect to an on-premise SQL server for data access using Windows authentication, or you can migrate line of business applications which assume a domain joined environment to the cloud. In order to enable a Windows Azure role to join a local Active Directory domain, the following process can be used. Install the Connect agent on the on-premise domain controllers and DNS servers. At least one domain controller needs to have the Connect agent installed, and it is recommended that it is also a global catalog. Add the necessary information about the domain in the service configuration file for the Windows Azure role. This information includes the fully qualified domain name, the fully qualified name of the domain controller in the endpoint group, the account and password of the user account with permissions to join machines to the domain. Note the password is encrypted using a local certificate, the fully qualified name of the DNS server, the name of the target OU, the name of the target Active Directory site, and the list of domain user or group accounts to include in the local administrators group in the role instance. Then configure the Windows Azure Connect network policy to enable connectivity between the role and the endpoint group that connects the DC and DNS servers. And finally, when provisioned, the Windows Azure role instances will automatically domain joined with the domain traffic being communicated over the Windows Azure Connect virtual network. In some situations, the Connect connectivity is required for service availability. For example, the Azure application may be dependent on collecting data from an on-premise SQL server. Thus, before the application makes itself available, it needs to make sure that Connect is working properly. To enable this, the Wait for Connectivity option can be set in the service definition file. If this is set to true, a new role instance does not enter the ready state. It remains busy until the process of setting up the connectivity for Windows Azure Connect is complete. If it's set to false or left unconfigured, the role instance can enter a ready state before the process of setting up the connectivity for Windows Azure Connect. Windows Azure Connect is available today as part of the Community Technology Preview. In its current release, it provides the IPv6-based connectivity to specific on-premise systems through the use of a local endpoint agent. It supports Windows Server 2008 and Windows Server 2008 R2 operating systems, as well as Windows Vista SP1 and Windows 7 client systems. In future releases, Microsoft plans to enable connectivity using existing on-premise VPN devices. Allowing Windows Azure Connect to also provide connectivity to legacy and non-Windows systems, as well as systems where the agent cannot be deployed. Windows Azure Connect enables secure network connectivity between Windows Azure roles and enterprise systems by creating a virtual network using IPv6 that abstracts the underlying network infrastructure and is protected by using end-to-end IPsec. The virtual network is transparent to applications and users. It is also simple to set up and manage. Windows Azure Connect uses a Connect plugin that is provisioned in the Windows Azure roles and the Windows Azure Connect agent, which is installed on the local endpoints. Windows Azure Management Portal is also used to configure the network policy between the hosts. Windows Azure Connect enables a new scenario, such as direct Windows Azure role access to on-premise servers, as well as joining Windows Azure roles to on-premise Active Directory domains. It can also be used to facilitate remote administration, monitoring, and troubleshooting.
Check out the Windows Azure subscription options at http://bit.ly/try-windows-azure to find one that works for your business needs.